Welcome to the 1128 Do Life Different podcast. I'm Mike Francisco, the lead pastor, and we exist as a church to help people do life different by setting rhythms and values with Jesus at the center. And this podcast is intended to help you discover tools and resources that help you do life different. Today, I'm joined by my friend Jason. And Jason is the student pastor at Lake Point Church in Muskego. He's a dad. He's a husband. Jason, how are you?
Great, Mike. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Hopefully you had a great Easter with your family. And hopefully this series that we're kicking off, you have some things to add in for us. It's called Rule Breakers. And we're just saying in this first session anyways that life-changing relationships are found in broken down barriers. All right. So, in your opinion, what are the most common relational barriers that we deal with?
Man, that is such a great question, and it's one that I could probably give a lot of answers to if I really thought about it. Just even thinking through my own relationships, right, over time. These aren't just other people's. some of the things that I thought of is I think a relational barrier, a big one that we have, is just learning to just listen to other people. Not just listening to them talk, but like actively engaging in what they're saying, like asking them questions about what they're talking about, even if you don't get a chance to talk. I think we're missing that in general in our relationships. I think we're we have struggles with running away instead of confronting others, and not like combative confrontation, but like just confronting out of genuine care for others and genuine like trying to understand what's going on. I think in our culture or society, whatever you want to call it, I think a lot of times we're taught or modeled how to there's an emphasis on ourselves and not others, and so I think that those are some big barriers that we face.
It's interesting that you say there's this focus, maybe this desire to focus on self, right? It's almost like if you're not selfish in some ways, you're failing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, in a way. I don't think like it's necessarily meant to be that way.
Yeah,
I think that's just how it plays out, because it's always about, well, you got to take care of yourself. You got to focus on yourself. And like at some point, I think that's right. Like you do need to take care of your own personal well-being if you're going to be able to relate to others and things like that. But I think sometimes that gets lost in translation, and we take it too far and saying, well, I don't care about anyone else. It's just all about me. And I think there's a huge difference between what it actually means to take care of yourself.
Yeah. No, that's well thought out. Do you find that in your life, or maybe even dealing with students, some of the barriers that relationships most frequently have are between people that are closer or people that are maybe a little bit more distant?
That's a good question. I mean, I think both. But actually, interesting, this past week I was talking with some of my middle school students, and just talking to them. We're talking through Easter, and what I was asking them is like, hey, do you guys ever just talk to your friends, the ones that you are around every day, about like, do they believe in this Easter? Like, what do they believe about it, or do they celebrate it, or do they not celebrate it, and like, why? And their comments were like, oh, just I never thought to do that, you know, like, that's just one instance. But I think like a lot of times our close friendships don't even like take it to next levels. Like we're not necessarily thinking outside of the box of what we can talk to people about, and kind of just getting the everyday, like, you know, you know, hey, did you see the game, or you know, stuff like that, and so it doesn't go deeper.
So there's a lack of depth, maybe some sort of I need to worry about me first mindset or attitude, and all that plays into the barriers that we put up. I think that's fair to say. Let's ask the question differently. A lot of us have at one point or another, or maybe even still today, we've put up barriers, we've built these walls, we've constructed things to keep church, keep religion, keep Christians at a distance, right? Maybe it's because of hurt, maybe it's because of past trauma, maybe it's because we just think they're crazy and don't want to deal with their ideas and their proselytizing. Why do you think that so many people do that?
That's another one with so many possibilities. I think that there's a lot of times a loss of trust with people that you have like at some point come to trust, and maybe that is a trust that was just a blind trust, you know, like they're just, oh, they're the leaders, so we should trust them, and then they fail us. Some of those failings are major, and some of those failings are also potentially maybe us not giving them just realizing that they're human as well, and maybe they're not so significant in scope, but like to us it really hurts. And so I think there's just a huge lack of loss of trust that can happen. I think that in a lot of our systems today, there's a lack of accountability. And, you know, power gets unchecked. And, you know, manipulation can happen. Manipulation of people, manipulation of like, if you're in a faith setting, like scripture, gets manipulated and abused a lot. And there's untrained pastors and leaders counseling beyond their abilities.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, you know, and there's people who claim to have the truth, right? Like, and like, if you don't buy into their truth, you're pretty much garbage. I mean, I've felt that way by a lot of people, you know, and or like, hey, you have no relationship with Jesus because you don't believe the same as me. And that's you know, a lot of those things, I think, I mean, I've put up a lot of walls myself. I'm a pastor, and like,
yeah,
I've definitely had walls built, and because I've been hurt a bunch of times by people. And it's hard to take those down. I mean, there's idolatry of things. You know, the big one is politics, right? Politics can play into our faith, can play into our politics, but it usually is things that are outside faith.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things. Another one would be people who claim to be followers of Jesus have no fruit of the Spirit in their life whatsoever. Yeah. At least that's what it seems. And so there's just like this disconnect, and like, why would you trust someone like that? You know, and I think that those walls go up because we want to guard ourselves. We want to protect ourselves from harm.
So when we live or when we construct these walls, it's constructed out of a place of protection, right? Like I feel unsafe for one reason or another. I want to protect who I am, what I'm about.
Yeah.
But a lot of times where that leads us is to feeling isolated, mm-hmm, or lonely, maybe depressed. You know, there's all kinds of things that come out of developing these barriers, these walls, these things that keep us from experiencing real relationship.
Right.
So what kind of advice would you have for a person that they've been living inside of the barriers that they've maybe created or that have been created around them? What kind of advice would you have for them in breaking those down and starting to move beyond?
So I think there's a lot of things you can do. And some of it is just going to be, we have to take risks. We have to decide we're going to take a risk and step out and fully knowing that by doing so, you may get hurt again. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance that you will. But staying where you're at isn't going to be helpful. It's going to probably just continue to bring harm. And so there's a chance that, like, stepping outside of that and trying to press on is going to, it can bring some hurt, and it may, but it also can bring some healing. And I think that some of the things that can be done is finding a community of people, of whether it's just a couple of friends or maybe a group of people who you know that they're safe to be around. It could be pastors, it could be friends of faith or whatever, that are going to allow you to walk through your questions, and they're going to do it with you, and they're going to be listening to you, right? They're, mm-hmm. Maybe they don't even say a word, or maybe they're waiting for you to give them approval to speak truth into their life. But, like, press into those relationships that are, I would say, safe, that aren't going to, you know, try and walk all over you or try to correct you, you know, and they let you process those things. I mean, we've all probably dealt with those relationships where you want to tell somebody something and like you can just tell they're not listening, right? You can tell they're just waiting to pounce. They're just waiting to give you what they think you should do. And maybe it's good advice or not, but, like, those relationships aren't necessarily helpful in getting past those barriers and those walls that we've put up. At least in my opinion, they're not. You know, be around people who are willing to admit that they don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the pressure of being a pastor feels like you have to know whatever it is that people come to you with. And I learned a long time ago, and I can't say that I've been perfect at it, but I've learned a long time ago that there's just, I can't BS people, right? Like, right. Can I say that?
Yeah, you could say BS.
I could have said the full, anyway. I can't do that. That's harmful. I can't pretend, I do this in my relationships with my kids too. Like, they ask questions and it's like, there's some things I don't know. And, like, maybe I need to press in and try and work through those things, or just in reality say, this is something that, like, I'm going to help walk with you through, but I can't give you an answer. And I think that that's a lot of times what people need to get through some things anyway. And I'd also encourage people just to start reading or listening to podcasts of different voices, different genders, different backgrounds, different ethnic upbringing, theological perspectives, different scholars, things like that. You know, my growing up was like, here's one school of thought, and it's all these male voices and, like, white male voices and, like, no
old
diversity.
White male voices.
And so, man, it wasn't until later on in life I started hearing all these different thoughts and perspectives and thoughts that, like, would have been labeled, well, they're not Christians, you know, and like, I'm like learning so much, and whether I agree or don't agree with them, it's opening my horizons. And so it's allowing me, though, to, like, get past some of the hurt that I've experienced growing up, or I've seen other people experience growing up because of just what some of those teachings did. I just ask questions, surround yourself with people who are willing to allow you to ask those things freely and they're willing to work through those with you.
Yeah. And I think one thing that we all need to remember just in listening to you talk is that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and so mm-hmm. all of us at one time or another have been hurt.
Yeah.
And it's not, nobody chooses to be hurt, but we all carry that hurt with us in different ways. And so for those of us that are wanting to help people break down barriers, move beyond that hurt, and to start to experience healing, we should be able to put ourselves in their shoes and to understand what that's like. And we should also then be conscious enough of their hurt to say, I don't want to be a hurt person that hurts a person, and they're not trying to hurt me. I think if we can do that, we're going to move into some life-changing relationships.
Yeah,
we're gonna go into some places that maybe we didn't know we could go as a group of people, as a society, as a community. And I think that that would be really special. I don't know that I've seen that anywhere other than maybe in Scripture and in Acts, you know, where they're doing life together.
Yeah.
So, Jason, thanks so much
for
being here with us. Thanks for your insights. Thanks for your thoughts. Would love to have you on again in the future to talk all kinds of other things. But we'll set that date at a later time. Thank you to everyone that was listening. And we'll catch you again real soon. Have a good one.